Getting it right. God wants us to get it right, if we will pay attention to and obey what we learn from God's word. God's Spirit will lead us on the right path every time. The Bible says, we may think we're doing the right thing, but the Lord always knows what is in our hearts. Doing what is right and fair pleases the Lord more than an offering. From Proverbs 21, verses 2 and 3. Too many of us prefer to figure things out on our own, give it our best shot, and then we wonder what went wrong when things don't work out. We bring our failures to God and remind him of how hard we worked in our effort to get it right. We thought we knew what was right by gut feeling, without first checking with God, the one who has wisdom beyond all that we could ever know or imagine. He knows our motives, our abilities, our limitations, and even factors beyond our ability to grasp. It's always the wisest move to include God when making plans. Not only will God share with us what we need to know, but it will give him pleasure when we ask for his guidance. From the Bible it says, if you try to be kind and good, you will be blessed with life and goodness and honor. From Proverbs 21, verse 21. How reassuring it is to know that we don't always have to get it right the first time in order to be blessed. God's word reminds us that it is the person who tries who is blessed with goodness and honor. There are many things going on in people's hearts and in their circumstances that are impossible for us to know and plan for. Our responsibility is to make our best effort and be honest about what we know and don't know. Unexpected things will take place. We will become aware of more details as we proceed and may even need to change course. However, if we are sincerely seeking to know and follow God's plan, we will find ourselves on the winning side. The Bible says, wicked people bluff their way, but God's people think before they take a step. No matter how much you know or what plans you make, you can't defeat the Lord. Proverbs 21, verses 29 and 30. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, help me to take time to plan my day with you. I admit that I don't know everything I will need to know, but you do. Help me to humbly surrender my will, together with my thinking and plans, into your care, for you alone know everything. Amen.